After leading a group of musicians and music fans in a Mardi Gras-style parade along Glover Road Saturday morning, July 27, Fort Langley Jazz and Arts Festival co-founder and artistic director Dave Quinn took the stage outside the historic community hall. "Wow," Quinn said. "Here we go again." It was the start of the Jazz Fest Free Festival, on the third day of the four-day event. Technically, it was the seventh year, but Quinn calculated it differently during an interview with the Langley Advance Times. "Because the first 2 years, we grew exponentially, and then we had the pandemic, and that set us back for a couple of years," Quinn explained. "So really, even though this is our seventh annual festival, it's more like we're in our fifth year of being in business. With ticketed shows selling out, and near-perfect summer weather drawing crowds to outdoor performances, it was a successful, and busy time," said festival co-founder and executive director Karen Zukas. "We opened with a sold-out tribute to Duke Ellington on Thursday," Zukas reported. "Last night, Friday, was our blues show, and that was fantastic. We had about 1,000 people out." Held at Fort Langley Community Park, the Cool Blues Show showcased some of the biggest names in blues music, including Tom Lavin and the Powder Blues Band, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, Miss Emily, the Silent Partners tribute to B.B. King, and Kenny, Blues Boss, Wayne. Fort Langley Jazz Fest Free Weekend is underway with performances at the historic community hall. pic.twitter.com/ck31yoy1f Langley Advance Times, at Langley Times, July 27, 2024. On hand for the Saturday Free Festival launch was Langley Township Councilor Michelle Pratt, who quipped, "It's going to be a weekend of cool jazz and hot weather." MP Tako Van Popta described it as a happy festival, while MLA Megan Dykeman called it incredible during their remarks. Performances on two outdoor stages in front of the hall included artists like Hilario Duran, the Hutchison Andrew Trio, and Wild Blue Herons with Horns. Fort Langley Lions were on hand, barbecuing next to the outdoor main stage, while just across the street, the Kids Zone gave young attendees a chance to try out musical instruments. There was also free art, music, and cultural activities including a drum circle, along with watercolor and acrylic painting workshops. Sunday, the festival wrapped up with Jazz Awe, billed as an alternative worship experience, at United Churches of Langley, hosted by Reverend Sophia Ducey and featuring the Maureen Washington Quartet. A total of 23 bands played over the course of the festival. Attendance was estimated at more than 10,000. Reed also, drummer struck by good fortune, picked for Fort Langley Jazz Fest Showcase. Reed also, Langley artists' banner design captures many moods of jazz for upcoming festival.